I'm not going to know.
We've done worse on a show in the past.
That's true. Let's just clutch this out. Let's just clutch this out like some Andre Drummond free throws.
It's a low percentage.
Let's clutch it out. Let's clutch it out like Draymond Green and Nutsacks. Let's clutch it out.
Okay. How about like the Lions playoff chances?
Ooh, yeah, let's clutch that out. 9-4. Let's clutch it out like Dak and Trash. Or Romo and back spasms.
Okay. Like RG3 and losing?
Whoa! Whoa!
That's a long history.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. I agree with that. All right, call it out. Somebody call it out. Oh, just call it out.
Tomato, breathe into the mic.
Yeah. Hurry up and call it, damn it.
I don't fucking know what it is.
Eat your microphone. I can't hear you. Put it in your mouth all the
Come
way.
Come to the show every week and then you'll know.
Yeah.
Sorry that he scheduled it on Saturday night.
Wow.
The week 13 TFS NFL update starts now.
Oh my gosh, I hate the internet. I hate the internet. I hate computers. I hate everything right now. Welcome everyone to the TPS NFL update. We're almost done. Like, can you hear the defeat in my voice? We are almost done. And I, for one, can't wait. Skype is broken. Audio is broken. Did you know?
Our schedule is broken.
Yeah, schedule's broken. Did you know that they don't put headphone jacks in phones anymore? Did you know that? Oh my gosh. Yeah. What is this world coming to? It's supposed to get better. We just talked about this. It's supposed to get better and they're taking things away. It's getting worse.
Well, some things are improving.
Like name one thing.
Street Fighter's being played at the White House
tomorrow. Oh my gosh. That is a sign of end times. That is not a sign of things are getting better.
What video game will be played there next year?
We'll see.
This is all getting worse. Like that right there is a sign that we have given up.
Just the dead audio or?
Yes. What happened? What's happening in the world? What do we start off with? Oh my gosh. Michigan got cheated. So upset right now.
Wait, we're going back to that well?
Michigan got cheated. How does Penn State not get into the college playoff? Who is Ohio State? Oh wait, they're the team who lost to Penn State. That's who they are. Wow.
Doesn't it say more about the Wolverines though, that Ohio State made it in because they beat them, and Penn State didn't make it in only because they beat Ohio State?
Are you saying the Wolverine bump?
I'm saying strength of schedule. Who's a better opponent to beat? Penn State or Michigan? Yes, I'm saying the bump.
Michigan just lost in college basketball to the number 2 team in the nation.
Does that mean they're not ranked 26 and a half anymore?
Wow. Low blows. Already. 4 minutes in and already with the low blows. How's Valpo doing?
Michigan minute's gonna be... Valpo almost held their own against Kentucky last week.
They basically almost made it close?
Yeah, I think it was within 20 points. It's not like they got blown out. It's not like Kentucky scored a hundy.
Wait a minute. McLean, could I get a ruling on what is considered a blowout?
How bad was it?
I'm trying to look it up here.
He mentioned something about 20 points.
87-63.
Oh, that's close. That's close.
I don't think it cracks it though.
Wow.
That's a borderline blowout.
Well, ESPN defined it as a rout, which I might be on board with.
Okay. Yes, that is a rout.
But not a blowout.
But not a blowout.
Not a blowout.
Wow.
He's on the cusp of a blowout.
And then the following, whatever that. So we played them on the 7th. Then on the 10th, we played Missouri State and beat them by 3 points.
Who?
Missouri State.
That right there. Those two words, Missouri State, are what made me regret bringing up Valpo.
We'll get into midseason form here.
What does that mean?
Playing Indiana State on the 17th and then Santa Clara on the 22nd.
Midseason form!
Yep. Ugh. Well, so who did Michigan lose to?
What do you mean, who did they lose to?
I don't pay attention to them. Who'd they lose to?
Wow, really? Hold on, I'm logging into ESPN.
You said it was the number two team.
Yeah.
But I don't know who that is.
Hey, I can't do everything around here.
Yeah, UCLA, 102-84. Man. That, at least, is a route.
That is not a route!
And they scored a hundy!
Wait a minute, hold on here.
Wow. You couldn't even keep UCLA under 100 points?
They are the number two team in the nation.
Is Michigan not in midseason form yet?
Michigan's waiting to the Big Ten season starts. Conference, that's where it matters.
It already started. Wow, Michigan, all the way down there, 7-3 overall in the Big Ten, overall.
Yeah.
They're, midway down.
They are almost in midseason form. They are almost.
Minnesota is 10-1. Rutgers is 9-1.
They must have a Ohio State schedule.
No. Maybe Penn State.
They haven't played any ranked teams.
Oh wait, yet. The true test comes here shortly. Ohio State playing UCLA.
Oh yeah.
12-17 in about a week. Measuring stick game. Let's see whose is bigger.
All right, let's do it. Is that what the season's going to come down to? Or at least who's better, Ohio State or Michigan?
Yeah.
Okay.
We won't measure it when they play against each other. Because exactly. that won't be the measuring stick.
Yeah, that won't be fair.
All right, what else is going on? My app is loading really slow. Jeez.
Who cares?
Cavs are back, right?
That's right. After traveling back in time.
You've been Cavs rolled?
Yeah, what does that even mean?
That means because I hate LeBron. That's what that means. That means I hate LeBron. All right?
You can't make that. That's not your joke. You can't take claim to that.
Why can't I hate LeBron too?
You can, but it can't be because of some stupid phrase.
I'm a Cavs truther. Oh, man. Did you see what the Lions did today? Taking down the Bears.
By like what? 2 points?
Three points. Clutching out a win.
Shouldn't we be talking about week 13?
What?
Not week 14?
What are you talking about?
Considering we're going to have another show in like 2 days?
Are we? Really?
I don't know. I don't know. I thought you were confused about what week it was so we could just talk about whatever we wanted.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess this still shows. Sorry. Continue.
Damn it, tomato.
I don't know.
Wow.
This is what happens when you have the previous week's show after the majority of games have been played, E-Diddy.
What do you have to do?
Yeah. What do you have to do?
Are they even going to be turned in on time anyway?
No.
So what's the point?
Yeah.
There is no point.
All right. So the reason on 80s night, the Cavs were playing the 1987 classic by Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up. So they just decided that instead of they Rickrolled, they decided to Cavs rolled.
Can we tell
Cavs
LeBron?
PR and marketing needs some improvement.
Can we tell LeBron to just shut up? Just shut up, LeBron. Enough. I've had about enough of LeBron. He won his championship. Now he needs to just shut up.
When you win championships, you get to do whatever you want.
Wow. Is that how it goes?
That's how it goes. Sorry, Lions fans can't understand that. I'm sorry, Pistons fans can't understand
Wait
that.
Wait a minute. Pistons fans? You mean the three-time champion Pistons? Back-to-back?
That was a long time ago.
2000? Oh, my God. The Pistons are perennial contender.
Maybe John McClain should start claiming the 90s Cowboys championships.
Oh, yeah. I do.
There you go.
The only person around
maybe
here.
Maybe Tomato should start claiming Golden State Warriors, even though he's not a Golden State Warriors fan.
Actually, now that I think about it, Tomato's the only one who doesn't have a championship.
Wow.
Is that true?
Yes.
You're not like a San Francisco Giants fan?
Oh, I'm a fan of the Giants when they're bad. I was a fan of the mid-2000s Giants when they were still struggling to like re-identify themselves and they had Matt Cain and like Tim Lincecum.
With Barry Bonds?
Well, no, after the post-Bonds era, the year after Bonds left and they had nobody. when they were starting like Rajon Rondo and shit. Or not Rajon Rondo.
Whoa. What the heck?
Like Eugenio Velez and those dudes.
No wonder you don't have a championship. Makes sense now.
Sharks haven't won.
Hey, Tomato, I've been told that we have a show in a couple days. You better do some research.
Anyway.
Hold on. I'm looking here. What else happened?
For Rajon Rondo?
Yeah, I'm looking at Rajon Rondo stats.
Andre Davis. That's the name I'm thinking of. Sorry.
Rajay?
Yes.
Davis? Okay.
Almost a World Series hero?
Yeah.
Almost. Not quite. Look, can we talk about...
Choked up like a pro.
Can we talk about fantasy football for a second?
Why, are we done?
Well, was there anything else that happened? I mean...
Oh, I wanted someone to knock you off your Lions roll. I was very fascinated.
What are you talking about? I
wanted to hear more about the Lions.
I'm 9-4 right now.
9-4?
I am poised. Division leader. First round bye. Seattle's losing. We are primed for a Super Bowl run.
Do the Lions get a first round bye with a 9-7 record?
What are you talking about?
I'm curious.
You have them losing the next three games?
Yeah, easy.
Whoa, what are you talking about?
Three routes in a row.
I already told you that Christmas is ruined in Dallas. Christmas is canceled in Dallas. Courtesy of the Detroit Lions.
The guy who wore Michigan gear in front of his boss all week.
Little piece.
By the way, did he ever make you eat any crow?
He said he was gonna bring in a bunch of stuff. All he did was put his jacket on my chair, and I had to get some tongs and take it back to his office. But he was scared. That's why he was scared. He wasn't talking too much junk during the game because he was afraid. He saw the light. The Michigan basically beat them.
Wait, is this the Ohio State game you're talking about?
Yeah, the game.
Oh, I thought that was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's still sour.
Okay, continue.
What else do you want to hear? You want to hear how the Lions are going to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
How Matt Stafford is the MVP of the National Football League? How?
Doesn't he have like 8 game-winning drives years?
Clutch. Yes, he is clutch. I'm glad you said that, Tomato. I'm glad you noticed how well he's doing.
Why do you think that they're just gonna win out?
Because they're amazing.
Those are 3 tough teams.
Who are they playing?
The Giants, the Cowboys, and the Packers.
Oh my gosh. For one thing, the Cowboys are okay, but they're not real. The Giants are okay, but they're not real. And the Green Bay Packers, guess what? They're alright, but they're not real. You know who's real? Matt Stafford. Showtime Tate. Theo Reddick when he's not injured.
Are you seeing what Green Bay is doing to Seattle?
No.
Because Seattle's a bad team.
Yeah, Seattle's bad. That's nothing.
Than Detroit.
What are you talking about? What?
No, Seattle is not better than Detroit.
How dare you?
Detroit just barely beat whoever the Bears quarterback is. I don't even know.
Matt Barkley.
Yeah, me either.
Matt Barkley.
He's clutch.
Wow. That's what you're hanging your hat on? You beat them by 3 points under Matt Barkley?
Clutch!
Wow. Are you saying clutch because you guys were down in that game?
Yeah.
Don't tell me. Oh, man.
Clutch!
That's horrible.
Clutch! That was a
fourth quarter comeback.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Stafford,
that is so pitiful.
Stafford is so clutch. I can't wait till he wins a playoff game.
You gotta make it first.
Well, we're already in. I mean, this is done deal. Signed, sealed, and delivered.
Mathematically, gained, entry?
No, of course not.
Nope, not yet.
Well, you can put it on the board. It's gonna happen. It is happening.
You can.
Alright, what else happened?
I heard the Browns are someone like a group of fans are planning a parade if they go winless.
What?
Yeah.
People
were worried this week because Bob Griffin was coming back that he might ruin the parade.
But then he got on the field and they're like, oh, we're all good. It's good.
Yeah.
Poor Bob Griffin. I mean, I was saying this for years and nobody wanted to hear it. I was telling all of you, his wide receivers made him. No, McClain's like, oh no, Bob Griffin, he's amazing. Bourne's like, oh, Heisman, what? Oh, he's so good.
I never said that.
Tomato was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
All right, franchise.
Yeah, we got to talk about that too.
Yeah, did you listen to the last show, Tomato?
Oh, why would I?
What do you mean? Why wouldn't you?
I heard franchises rips on me a bunch, so why waste my time?
Wow. I think here's the problem. I think this is the problem. I think that the Blue Shack podcast was right. You two just need to bang out and get it over with.
Not accepting that.
I think it would fix all this sexual tension between the two of you so that we all can get on as a league.
I've had zero part in creating any of this. This is the house that franchise built.
Wow.
You can live in it if he wants to.
All right, let's get into the update. Let's just talk about football, fantasy football. I'm not looking up anything. Tomato, I know you got all the stats and whatevers. You read them.
Yep. I've calculated who won the trade.
All right.
But we'll talk about that later.
All right.
Are we going to do week 13 scores first?
Yeah, of course. Let's do it.
All right. First matchup. Isklis Galabra versus On Top Team Disturbed. Galabra scoring 104 points. Team Disturbed putting up 60. Starting Zach Miller at tight end. Not setting his lineup.
Blowout.
Galabra, what were the keys here?
Playing my healthy players.
Mm-hmm. Good start.
Still now going with Timmy Hightower, and that backfired this week. So luckily, just kind of I will admit though I was on cruise control this week that week. So
I mean, the other two teams in our division really aren't that good.
No,
not at all. So basically, since week 12, you've been coasting.
Yeah, free win this week.
Yeah. All right. Next matchup. Team Franchise versus Straight Trash Homies. Team Franchise putting up 66 points. Straight Trash putting up 95 with 29 points coming out of Jordan Howard. This isn't a surprise. Franchise continues to not be a good team. Continues to not be able to start anybody worthwhile.
Why are you talking so much trash about Franchise?
Team sucks.
Whoa!
He's 3-10. The worst team in the league.
Wow.
This is one of the worst outings at teams that Franchise has had, right?
Pile on.
This
Bourne.
Lineup? Yeah.
I'm not piling on. I'm just stating a fact, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, this is not a good team.
This is kicking Franchise while he's down. Like, how about a hand up? How about that?
The only players he wasn't... that
he got. Franchise, it sounds like I'm the only one who has your back here. Everyone else is just tearing you a new one.
His team is solid.
Whoa, here comes McClain trying to ride that.
Wow.
Whoa. Wow.
Right on, John.
He knows where his bread is buttered. Next matchup.
T-Piss NFL Crop Tops, 72. Oh, wait, no, that's this week. Hello. T-Piss NFL Crop Tops versus the Mexico Brownies. T-Piss NFL Crop Tops scoring 93 points. Losing to the Brownies with 101. Big performances out of Golden Tate for Crop Tops. McClain just had a nice solid contribution from basically everybody. McClain, this was kind of a must win for you, huh?
No.
No, I think you had to win it. I agree with Tomato.
I'm already in the playoffs. What are you talking about?
If you lose this.
Yeah,
one,
I agree.
It puts you in danger of going.
The danger zone.
8-6, which could have excluded you from the playoffs.
Except I play what's his name, Caldwell in the last week.
Right, and Caldwell.
So I beat him, and then I'm in anyways.
But we'll talk about that in a minute. But this is the Brown division. You're in the Yeah, you're in the Brown division. Brown division's kind of the scariest division in our league.
Wait, what do you mean?
All of my losses are. Because every non-division team I beat. Like the Brown division never seems to be balanced.
Excuse me, but the Black division is the scariest division.
Well, that's racist.
We'll get to this.
I just wanted to set the record straight.
So the Black division, including me and Marich, is the scariest division?
That's not why.
That's not why.
Just saying.
All right.
Saying you don't want to run into the Black division in a dark alley.
All right, next matchup. T-Piss NFL Rough Riders versus Boss Hog Outlaws. The Rough Riders score 95, come away with the win.
Booyah!
Putting up 76.
Booyah! What did I tell you?
Playing spoiler.
What did I tell you?
Boss Hog's had his suitcase packed ready to go for the playoffs, and you're like,
Giving the Mutombo finger wag. Not on my watch.
Edidi winning in spite of starting the Dolphins D, which scored -4 points. And strong bench performance too.
I agree.
Not too shabby.
My team is stacked.
Well, you probably shouldn't be starting Todd Gurley anymore, but.
What are you talking about?
Too much pride in that pick. He can't let it go.
He's a stud last year.
Oh man. That's gotta hurt so much to say every time.
He is a keeper.
Alright, and then the last match of the week. Heirloom Tomatoes versus Team Chuck Norris. Team Chuck Norris scoring 83, Tomatoes scoring 84.
There's no way you should be in the playoffs. The week before when you and I tied and then Chuck just can't pull out the win this for week 13.
He had two better kickers to choose from.
I know.
Two!
Okay, to be fair, who saw Colin Kaepernick scoring 2 points a week?
Everybody.
Yeah.
What?
What's his percentage of starts of all of ESPN? Because that will tell you how many people saw it coming.
Yes.
In the weeks previous to week 13, the only quarterback who had scored more points than Colin Kaepernick was Aaron Rodgers.
Matthew Stafford.
Nope. Kaepernick was better than Aaron Rodgers in terms of fantasy points.
He got 4 yards.
He was so bad. I've never seen anything worse.
Why didn't you play him again this week? If he's so gold.
Cause I don't trust him. Cause he's not trustworthy.
He's so terrible.
Why start him if I have Andrew Luck? I started him cause I thought Andrew Luck was gonna be concussed and not be able to throw the freaking football at all.
And guess who couldn't throw the football? Kaepernick!
Yeah. Was he concussed?
If I had started Andrew Luck, this wouldn't have been a competition. I left 27 points on the bench.
But you're bad.
Yeah, your team is bad!
Doesn't matter. Still winning games.
We'll
make it to the playoff by any means necessary. This team is destined. This team is destined. Are you kidding me? I get a tie that doesn't matter.
You're so lucky you're in the worst division.
I get, ooh, alright.
He is not in the worst division.
The white division is by far the worst division.
No, I agree. You're in the worst division.
See?
Like literally the worst. Like whenever I like look at you, oh, you guys are the worst.
Don't confuse what you're looking at for Todd Gurley.
Oh, that could explain it.
Alright, and that's week 13. Do you want to do your job now?
Alright, what now?
Do we want to do week 14?
Yeah, let's go into week 14 because I'm winning!
By a point.
I'm clutching out a win!
Wow.
Unbelievable.
This league has gone downhill.
This is the comeback of the season right now.
We need some, truth seekers for our league.
77 to 76 over straight trash homie, and I handicapped myself with Theo Reddick, who didn't play. Big fat zero. Wow,
you're really bad.
Still beat straight trash. Sending a message to this whole league, you're lucky I didn't make the playoffs.
The only reason you
better
won
better luck next year.
The only reason you won was because straight trash started a defense that scored -2 points.
And look at what the rest, hold on, let's look at the rest of this league. Oscar Lescalabra, 31 points, currently losing to Team Chuck Norris, 36 points. Both projected to have less than 60.
It doesn't matter. You play your matchup. You don't play E. Diddy's team every week.
Welcome to a first round loss in the playoffs. Next matchup.
Okay. Wow.
That's a bye.
Actually, I don't think that's happening yet because I have a bye.
Then we all lose.
That's our one seed.
Oh my gosh. That's our one seed? Oh, that is an indictment of our league. What is wrong with you people? All right, next matchup. Heirloom Tomatoes 95 to on top Team Disturb, which is not welcome back next year, 48. And yeah, let's see. He has a projection of 77, so it ain't going to happen. And Le'Veon Bell went off. 3 touchdowns, 236 yards, 40-plus receiving.
But Gordon's possibly out.
Oh, I won the trade.
We'll get into that. I ran some numbers.
All right.
His career, though. Melvin Gordon.
He's fine. He tweaked his hip.
Yeah, he tweaked it right out of the league. Done. Finished.
All right. Guess what? It doesn't matter.
I won the trade.
You know, last week, Franchise was talking about how On Top decided to basically flatline this year in the league because of him and because of Franchise and Tomatoes.
Their beef.
Disputes this year, yeah. But his Franchise needs to check that the beef wasn't strong enough that On Top didn't even put up a showing against Tomatoes.
I think you're onto something, Bourne, because On Top Disturbed was super offended. He was so offended that he ran away. He ran away to defend. He left. He said, I am so upset, Franchise, that I'm not going to defend your honor. I'm going
to
run away.
You.
Yeah, I'm not going to be there with you. I'm going to run away. I'm going to show how much I'll defend you by not defending you.
This is what our friendship means, Franchise.
Wow,
that is.
You would have won this game easily too.
You would have?
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
How?
DeSean Jackson? Slip him in there for Sanu?
Oh yeah, that's true. Alright.
And get any tight end?
Oh yeah, that's right.
The game was bad. You scored 95.
Not the Atlanta tight end right now? The Atlanta backup tight end?
Yeah.
You're lucky, Tomater.
Whoever that is.
You're lucky.
Whoever Austin Hooper is.
Yeah.
You are lucky that On Top Team Disturbed is not a true friend of Franchise.
I mean, we have to give credit to Tomater a little bit. I mean, this is an epic strategy where you piss off one guy and the other guy just folds as well.
That's true.
And that guy's in our league, in our division.
Two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
Wait, did I make Team Disturbed stop playing fantasy football?
Yes.
That's what Franchise claimed last week.
He rage quit because I don't really understand.
We thought we were getting a guy that was completely different than Pantera, and he turns out to be the same exact thing.
Yes! That's...
Okay, I didn't start this beef.
You are beefing. Take ownership of your beef.
Yeah. All right. Flip the burger, don't let it burn.
Yep. Next matchup. Boss Hog Outlaws, currently 56, beating Team Franchise 37. Boss Hog projected at 65 and Franchise projected at 52. What is going on with the last week of this regular season? Nobody's making good moves, setting bad lineups, scoring no points.
I don't think people are making moves. I'm not sure if Boss Hogs has made any lineup changes recently.
Hold on. Let me check. Well, at least everyone was active. He's never set a lineup like I set this week with an injured player in my starting lineup.
I struggle to know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah, wasn't that an integral part of your strategy, Diddy?
What are you talking about? Trying to win it all and the $50.
Yeah, exactly.
Next matchup. Ooh. And maybe a Super Bowl preview. Brownies are probably going to go down to In Caldwell We Trust. Currently losing 77. You're losing 77 to 91, and he's got this.
I have my two best players left.
Who?
Dez and Zeke.
Yeah, but he has Tom Brady on Monday night.
Tom Brady.
Their offense is done.
Baltimore. I think Baltimore's good.
No, Baltimore's not good.
Tom Brady. What did he do last week? He got killed.
Did he?
He's done, yeah. Well,
if,
he, yeah.
If he
Gronk's
got,
done.
If he's killed, how is he starting this week?
Even if,
weekend
even
at Brady's.
Even if Tom Brady only puts up like 10 points, you have a huge deficit to come back.
Huge!
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 But Dez and Zeke, they average about 30 per week. Just them two.
Just them two? Really?
Yeah. Yeah, Dez always gets about 10, and Zeke gets like 20. And that's lowballing it.
Alright, I'm counting you out then. I'm counting you out. Sorry.
I'm gonna win.
McClain just convinced me.
What? What did he convince
also,
you of?
Tom Brady is dead.
Yeah, that's definitely not going to help in Caldwell. last matchup, Team Twerk 34, TBS NFL Crop Top 72, Twerk projected at 50, and Crop Tops at 86. Let me see here, Crop Tops. Who the hell? Who's V. McDonald?
Vance McDonald, a.k.a. some random 49er.
A.K.A. random 49er? Okay. Alright. Well, you have to actually purposely make that move. So he's active. Because why would anybody ever start Vance McDonald?
Yeah, no, he picked him up this week.
Great move. Okay, let's take a look at these playoffs. If everything stands the way I think it... Well, hold on. The Mexico Brownies could slip in to the second seed if they somehow figure out a way to beat in Caldwell We Trust. If not, you're going to have to play Boss Hog Outlaws in a first round loss.
Well, homie's just lost to you, so he'll move down. I don't know how this is going to end up. It'll be those four teams, but I don't know the order.
Well, Galabra for sure.
Yeah.
Right?
He'll be one no matter what. And then number two will be either me or Caldwell.
Okay.
Which is probably me.
No.
And then the other four would just be jumbled up.
No, tomatoes are going to be last.
No, I'm not.
What do you mean?
Probably not. Because he has that half game.
You're beating straight trash.
Oh, my gosh. That, no ties next year.
That's on you.
No ties.
Yeah.
I'm not changing.
Who are you talking to?
I'm not changing a thing. All right, in the real playoffs.
Yeah, if it's too much work to to get everybody to listen to each other, then it's too much work to
for sure
toggle a tie or not.
For sure. Let's see. Projected in the consolation playoffs, the real playoffs. Hold on. Oh, wait. I got an email that I'm supposed to play. Let me pull up this email real quick. It might need to be edited. I was warned that it's not suitable for the human race. So
don't listen at work.
We're an all ages show. So.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
All right. So let's let me.
Oh, ESPN is a Disney company.
Here we go. Let's see what this says. All right. Let me turn it up. Here we go.
Sorry, sweetie. I don't know your pronoun. Welcome to the playoffs. For those of you who decided, you know, I'm not going to try and I'm going to go for the King of the Schmucks Award, you know, the bottom ranking 50 bucks. Well, I got some news for you, Peaches. First place is actually getting it too. That's right. I'm an asshole. And so are you. I mean, what were you thinking? You're not going to go for the gold? You're going to just be scum all day? I mean, you can also dig through the trash and steal blood and donate spooge if you're smart enough for it. But that's the way the world works. And, you know, congratulations to anyone else who's actually in the playoffs trying to make it. You know, go Team Tiger. I don't know what the hell that kid named it. Team Tiger something. Jesus Christ, Amater, what's wrong with you? Later.
Okay.
You hear that, Amater? Even Blue Shack is calling you out. Even they got franchises back.
Yeah. He didn't mail it in.
Yeah. He was there. He came with audio.
He technically did email it in.
He did mail it in.
He emailed it in. That's different.
Yeah, it's free. It takes even less effort.
So, big reveal. Loser and winner both get $50. So...
Wait, what do you mean loser? Like,
well,
the losers are anything the winners?
No, when I say loser, I mean the people who win for the
he
real
means
playoffs.
The winner of the actual playoffs.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I mean. That's the losers.
The loser.
And then the winners are the consolation people. The people in the real playoffs.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I might have to listen to that again.
Just trust me on this, all right? I'm the commissioner. I know these things. Me and Blue Shack are working real close together on this.
I'm going to need to listen to it again because Edidi's feed is horrible.
Just know.
Act teams are in the real playoffs.
Just know that the Rough Riders, Crop Tops, Team Twerk, On Top Team Disturb, Team Franchise, and Team Chuck Norris are the teams in the real playoffs. Okay? The teams that are going to go for it all. And you other teams that are out there messing around, losing trades to E-Diddy. It's nice. We appreciate Blue Shack supporting you guys in your little fantasy football thing. Like, you know what? Actually, you shouldn't be proud of this. Get a life. Get a life, Tomator. Seriously. Get a life. Come on. Really?
Is that what they're trying to say by giving us space bucks?
Yes, that's what they're saying.
Message received.
So give me the breakdown on the trade, Tomator.
All right. So I did the math. I compared both who started the most points overall off the trade and who got the most points per start slot via the trade.
And I won the trade. Okay.
So total points, you won the trade.
Of course.
Pretty easily.
Of course.
But
what?
The rate at which, so.
This sounds like Freakonomics.
Yeah, I'm about to do some new math. All right. So I made this trade because I didn't want to deal with, I knew that I had too many good players.
Whoa.
I was trying to concentrate my points.
I knew I had too many great players.
Into one player. So I was trying to, this was the purpose of the trade, was to get a better running back than Latavius Murray, who's going to be more reliable. And to open up, make my life less hard in terms of having to make a decision every week. Oh, am I going to start Larry Fitzgerald or am I going to start Demaryius Thomas or am I going to start Isaiah Crowell? Make less decisions, make more points off the players you start is what I was thinking. So.
Is that what you were thinking?
If you go based on points per start, I won the trade.
Really?
Yes. Melvin Gordon scored, 14.1 points per week per start for me. Whereas the average of, Latavius Murray and Demaryius Thomas scored 11.3 points each per week. So if you take the viewpoint that did I trade away points? Yes. I traded away an insanely large amount of points, but by trading away those points, I opened up a roster slot to get more points into my lineup.
So you lost.
So I lost the trade. Yeah. Cause even I went back and I calculated how many points that extra roster spot earned me, based on like, okay, who's my worst start this week, basically. Right. And I lost the trade.
Yeah. You don't even have to look it up. Just look at your roster and look at Isaiah Crow.
Wow.
You're like, oh yeah, I lost.
Look at what you could have had. A touchdown every week. And you wouldn't have to give up anything.
I did not calculate whether or not your trade was won or not, Mike.
No.
Well, you know how I know?
How?
Number one seed.
Yeah. That has nothing to do with the trade.
That's the easiest way to calculate it.
That is an indictment on this league. That's all that is. Nope. That has nothing to do with the trade.
You're our commissioner.
That has nothing to do with the trade. I won the trade.
Everything to do with it.
I won the trade. Let's be honest. If we do some tomato funny math, I won the trade.
My trade with you helped me get rid of crappy players and get more crappy players that I couldn't even put into my lineup that still then propelled me into number one seed.
My trade with you turned my team from a one win team to a seven win team.
No, it did not.
Tomato math.
Yeah, I thought you started the season hot.
Did I?
Yeah, it did. And then my trade soured your season. So mission accomplished.
That is what happened.
Is that what happened?
Yep.
I mean, most of it's on you just because you're really bad at setting your lineup.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that and that you kept Todd Gurley and then you started with a draft that was just horrible.
What are you talking about? I got the MVP for nothing. Matt Stafford.
And you had a guy
on
your
team. He's not the MVP if he doesn't propel you to the playoffs. The right playoffs.
You've had Sammy Coates since week 5.
Yeah, every week he's like, why is that guy in my lineup? And it's like, you realize you control your roster, right?
Really?
You think he's in an IR slot or something?
Sammy Coates is on the verge of playing football.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew you were I was just gonna say, he's due. He is due.
He is almost ready to play football.
He's caught one ball since you picked him up.
Sammy Coates, that's a diamond in the rough. That could be
he's not playing.
That could be a sleeper keeper.
Don't we not even have keepers next year?
Wait, we haven't decided anything.
Okay.
Because I don't think you people can handle an auction draft.
Just like we haven't decided to remove ties.
Oh, we've decided. It's just a lot of work for me.
Of those things though, that and removing keepers are pretty much the same amount of work.
Ooh. Looks like we're not having keepers. Or it looks like we're having one keeper.
No auction draft.
We'll have a poll or something. You know, I'm all about the owners. You know,
why have a poll? It's only gonna involve the four of us anyway.
I'm a commissioner for the people.
Can we exclude? Are we gonna exclude the teams that aren't playing next year?
The people's will be heard. I am the people's puppet.
So what? When are we? Can we talk about bubble teams?
Yeah, let's talk about it. Yeah, real quick. I mean, playoffs are set basically. The teams that are in, the teams that are out. So let's do it. Let's talk about it. Mexico. No, let's go. Let's just go down the list. Mexico Brownies. Okay, now hold on. Case.
We don't need to go through everybody.
No, case for the Brownies. Here's case for the Brownies for staying, okay? They made the playoffs, all right? That's a legit. You make the playoffs, that's a point for you to stay, all right?
Wow.
Okay, let's see. Set your lineup every week. That's 2 points to stay, all right?
Okay.
Doesn't have hangouts anymore. -1 point.
No.
That's a minus.
Can't get deducted.
Tomato?
I haven't had hangouts all year.
-1 point for Tomato.
Yeah, I think you're the only one who gets a hangout point.
Yeah, who uses hangouts anymore? He didn't.
Yeah. I get points because I never had hangouts.
All right. Brownies
therefore
also
I couldn't lose it.
Also missed a couple TPS NFL updates. Yeah, I don't hear anybody there, do I? Nobody had your back on that one, Brownies.
Wow.
I've been every show, so no.
Now I know how franchise feels.
Why are you being silenced?
Yeah. All right, we'll table that. We'll table Brownies for now. Let's move on to Galabra.
I'll keep an eye on your Twitter account.
Let's move on to Galabra. All right, Galabra did make the playoffs. Set lineups, was here every podcast, so everything's looking up. But major minus points for being an Ohio State fan. Major.
You also rescheduled the podcast so that Mike could make it to them.
Oh, that is a minus point too then.
Also.
Making it inconvenient for everyone.
Why did he say that I had to reschedule?
Yeah, tell him, Tomato.
He had the same excuse.
No, you gotta hear what I told him. Tell him, Tomato.
He said you had to play Santa. At a holiday party. Meanwhile, my holiday party isn't enough to have to reschedule the show.
Wow. I didn't even go to the holiday party. So screw you.
All right, let's table Glabra. Tomatoes. Taking out other owners.
No, I get in. I don't, no table.
I don't know. We'll put you like on the floor right now.
If I'm gonna play Santa, I get in.
You're not on the table, but you're not in. You're on the floor. Tomatoes. Tomato. Fighting with owners. Multiple owners. Making an owner quit.
Causing havoc.
Yeah, causing havoc. But you did set your lineup. You used to have hangouts. You were here. You missed a couple shows here in the last couple weeks.
ducking. Yeah, because you rescheduled our shows to Saturday nights.
Ducking. I agree with Bourne.
Sorry,
ducking.
I can't record a podcast with people on the internet on my Saturday evenings because
ducking.
I have real social engagement.
You never would have missed a game when you scored over 100 points.
Yep. Mater. Yep. The facts don't lie.
I scored over 100 points and missed that call. Last week's show.
Wow.
Not last week's, the 2 weeks before that.
The one you were ducking.
Yep.
The one that I won?
That one. The one you ducked. That's right. The one we're talking.
Oh, when I lost to the Brownies.
Yep.
Something's happening there.
Huh. Yeah.
Alright, we'll table.
He's likely doing a final exam paper.
We'll table that. We'll table. Table the tomatoes. Alright.
And the Rajon Rondo playing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I agree with that. Definitely. All
That's
right.
like a half, negative half point.
Let's see. Team Twerk. I don't have a bad thing to say about Team Twerk.
What?
He set his lineup every week. He made moves. Even up to last week, it might have been a terrible move, but he made a move showing his dedication.
Is he
trying to find diamond in the rough?
Is he still in hangouts?
How many shows has he made at this?
Zero. Zero.
Wow.
Let's table him.
All right. Yeah, let's table. Let's table. All right. Next, Team Franchise. And don't get me wrong, Tomater.
Here. Wait. I say Tomater decides. We haven't gotten enough controversy, let's just put Franchise's future in Tomater's hands.
What say you?
It's not the cheapest NFL without Team Franchise.
All right, we'll table
Olive Branch. I like it.
We'll table them.
I don't like it.
But I do want to point out
okay.
that all of the criticisms about people getting mad
yeah.
don't start with me. I'm not an instigator.
They end with you?
They end with me.
Ooh, the argument ender. All right. Let's see here. On top team, just out. Just out. Right?
Yeah.
Didn't set lineups. Got mad and left instead of coming
Showed
at Tomater.
True friendship colors of Franchise.
Right. Instead of coming at Tomater.
What are people coming at me for? What did I do?
Don't stop instigating, Tomater. You don't want none of this.
I don't.
Apparently,
and I say I don't.
On top
and then
of
people
either.
Decide that I need, that they need to start more shit.
Let me see here. Next is, Boss Hog Outlaws. Set his lineups. As far as I can tell.
Made the playoffs.
Won some games.
Yeah.
As far as I can tell. Yeah, made the playoffs.
Granted, he was in the white division, but.
So we have no issue with Boss Hog right now is the only one in. Right?
He did lose to you though. That's like minus 2 points.
Really? That's like a badge of honor. That's almost like insta in. Alright, we'll table.
Wait, then why am I not in because Ohio State beat Michigan?
No, it's just because of Ohio State. Has nothing to do with Michigan. Nothing.
Has everything to do with Michigan.
By the logic, if the Rough Riders beat a team,
yeah.
that means team district is in.
Whoa.
Thanks to your 67 point to 54 point victory in week 10.
All right, we'll table them. TPS NFL Crop Tops, 7-6, missed the playoffs, tried to call in once, was awful.
At calling in or in the league?
No, at calling in.
Oh.
I think his head was inside of a wheel well. Let's see, what else? Let's go through the resume here. Set his lineups, made moves, as far as I can tell. Overall, I can't say he's 100% back, but I can't say he's 100% out. Let's table him.
Okay.
All right. In Caldwell, we trust. 9-4. Has won a championship already. Mm-hmm. Made the playoffs.
Contributes to smackboards.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Huge contributor to the smackboards.
Wait, Prefet logs in to contribute to smackboard.
A lot of work there goes into smackboarding.
And he travels around the smackboard.
Yeah, he doesn't go to one place.
Yeah, that's true.
He's commented on my game basically every week, I think.
Okay. Maybe he's focusing on one smackboard.
Wait, are you saying he's trying to defend Franchise's honor? Like a real friend? Is that what you're saying?
He did comment in my smackboard this week.
Huh. Alright. Yeah. I need to think about him. I'm gonna table.
He's a sure thing for me.
Team Chuck Norris. Team Chuck Norris had multiple open slots on his roster, had an injured reserve player, had an injured reserve player and an injured reserve slot open, went 3-10.
I'm inclined to think that Chuck Norris thought maybe the season started 3 weeks later than it actually did.
He did end up putting somebody in his injured reserve,
yeah,
but didn't fill out his bench. Still could just have an extra player out there.
Just being selective.
He dropped his kickers, his two extra ones.
The ones that could have won him the matchup? Yeah. Those?
No, he kept one.
Okay. So he learned from it.
He was doing tryouts.
So he learning from his mistakes. I can appreciate that. Alright. I don't know. That 3-10 record though, that really, I don't know if I can get past that.
I mean, he had a chance to play spoiler and
he didn't.
He didn't do it.
He blew it.
He blew it.
You know, you only have three more wins than he does, right?
Well, yeah. Excuse me. I'm going to have four more. Thank you.
He might beat Glauber though on this last game.
Oh, that's right.
Giant killer.
He beat the Rough Riders.
Yeah. He did. He's been quiet about that one. Definitely.
Straight trash homie. 8-5. Never shows up for the podcast. What else? What other bad things can we say? Is he really?
Yeah.
Great team icon.
I don't like his bench. No. I mean,
he made a big trade for Roethlisberger.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He did make a huge trade. Roethlisberger got him 2 points this week. And was injured basically the week after he got him in that trade.
I think if a team makes a trade, they deserve to stay in the Tebas NFL.
Really?
Yes.
So I'm not even gonna go through the Rough Riders then, because they meet all the criteria. They meet all the criteria. They're a competitive team. They make all kinds of amazing trades that they win. They were on the verge of making the playoffs. They basically did, if you think about it.
You had the easiest record this year.
I agree. They're the only team in. They're the only no-brainer back in the league. The Rough Riders.
I'm tabling them. Tabling. The kitty table. Not the main table where everyone else is right now.
Okay.
I think if I had your schedule, Diddy, I think I would be 11-2 right now.
Wow. Wow. Even with the trade you lost?
Yes.
I should get an extra win for each trade I won.
You do. It's called the points that you get from making the trade.
All right. So let's go around the table. Now that everyone's tabled, let's go and you pick one. Tomato. We're going around the table. Pick one of the teams that have been table and put them on the bubble.
I didn't hear what you said.
We're going around the table and we're picking one team off the table to go on the bubble. Each person. Tomato's first.
Already on the bubble.
Tomato is first.
Is Disturbed already on the bubble?
That's a good question. Yeah, no.
Okay, I picked Team Disturbed.
All right, that was easy. All right, more.
Wait, to remove somebody?
Yeah.
Put them on the bubble.
Put them on the bubble.
I guess I would vote for Twerk.
Twerk? Wow. He even called me out on Twitter saying, I have one bad season and I'm already on the bubble.
I guess so.
Yeah, I guess that's all it takes. All right.
Wow.
McLean?
This is hard.
It's too many choices.
No. I mean, there's no good choices. Or, I mean, they're taken. It's only really Team Disturbed.
Yeah.
Maybe the Rough Riders. But at least they're active.
Wow.
You can't blame someone for being bad. That's not a reason to kick them.
I haven't.
And I think that's what happened with Twerk.
Just because they had a bad season?
Right. Well, no. Well, he might be having a bad season, but Rough Riders is just bad.
7-7.
In general.
7-7. That is average. Thank you very much. Alright,
I should be like 4-10.
Let me make my pick. And as commissioner, I think you all can agree that I should be able to get multiple picks.
You have,
I should be able to get multiple picks. That's just my weight means something around here. Like, do you not agree that the commissioner should have more power?
I get, well, my one question is, how many consecutive years have we had ties in our league? Cause for every year that we've had a tie, you lose a point.
Wow. Well, that's in Tomato's department. He's research.
I'm researching. Yeah. Right, tie in 2012. Just, tie in 2013.
All right.
Tie in 2014.
Wow.
Yeah.
No tie last year.
Oh, there we go. The streak is broken.
Wow.
The streak is broken.
Wow.
So, max 3 consecutive years with ties.
That's actually more than I was guessing.
4 out of 6 years that the cheapest NFL has existed, a team is tied.
So wait a minute. So what I'm hearing you say is ties are tradition in this league. You have to actually play for the tie. Remember what I always say? Winning doesn't matter. Ties. I'm going to make ties worth a win now.
both teams? Get a win.
Yeah, why not? Isn't that a better way to do it?
No, because then teams like get point inflation.
All right, then both teams get a loss.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's fair.
You didn't win, and tying is like losing.
So why not just give each team a half point?
I'm gonna sleep on it till next season. I'm gonna sleep on it. Hold on, I want to name my bubble teams. Okay, on top team disturb, of course. Everyone agrees, bubble team. But what happened this year, I think the Tomaters need to take some responsibility for what happened this year and the trouble that was caused. And to be honest with you, franchise needs to take some responsibility for that. So because of that, I have to put those two on the bubble. Along with Twerk, I agree with Bourne. I mean, there's something there. He even knew it. That's why he mentioned it on Twitter. But I can't stop there because Chuck Norris did go 3-10. It didn't set his lineups completely for most of the year. That happened.
But he was clutch though.
Was he clutch?
He set his IR slot the last week. That's clutch.
I'm still going to have to put him on the bubble. And now that I think about it, if I put him on the bubble, I have to put Brownies on the bubble.
Whoa.
I can't just let JT be on the bubble and not hold McClain accountable for the pots he missed. I mean, I feel like, to be fair, I have to.
Wow.
We did have to also do that one podcast weird because of you, McClain.
That's true. That did happen.
What? Because of me. Hold on.
That did happen.
I didn't break Skype. That's not on me.
You were in the Hangouts and Bourne was in the Skypes.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
That was partly on me. But it was your idea to do Hangouts in the first place.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you have come underprepared to every single show.
What are you talking about? I'm a busy guy.
Yeah, Saturday night, you got a party, right?
Hold on, I'm not naming all my bubble teams.
You gotta go play Santa.
No, we're done. We're done.
All right. So I think as commissioner's decision, if you want to find out what team is not welcome back, come back next year when we do our first episode and we'll tell you who got kicked out of this league. It might be one team. It might be 11. You never know.
Where are you to find 11 idiots? To play?
All right. What else?
Let's do a podcast about it.
Anything else? Let's finish up here.
Cheapest NBA.
Ooh, what's going on in there? Real quick, Bourne has to watch Walking Dead. Come on, quickly. Let's go through it.
Team Franchise made some big moves this last week.
Whoa, what's going on there?
Wait, why is it still named Team Franchise?
It's Franchise's team. I'm here to help.
Alright.
Here to support. I'm not changing that. But I was willing to make some new player pickups. Win us this game against, Lionel Hampton.
Whoa. Ballin'. Yep.
7-2.
Blowout.
Blowout.
Yeah, route? That is a blowout. No, it's not a route. It's a blowout. I'll give you that one.
I don't care about the rest of the cheapest NBA.
Russell Westbrook.
But I do have two players going today, so it could even it out a little bit. It could change from a route, or it could change from a blowout to a route.
I'm outscoring you in points by like 130 points. I have.
You know,
like,
there are other categories, right?
I have 30 more 3 points than you. The percentages or whatever. I have 2 more assists, 5 more steals, 10 less turnovers. It's not looking good.
Says the guy who didn't really understand basketball last week.
What?
Or 2 weeks ago.
I'm understanding how to play the matchup system a little better now. I'm understanding how to balance a team. I'm understanding that having a bunch of players who are out on your roster is not a good strategy. I'll find ways around it.
So what you're saying is the ball riders are stacked. Like, my top 2 players are better than the rest of the league.
What do you mean top 2? Like, what about the rest of your team?
Well, the rest of my team, LeBron and Westbrook.
Yeah, those are your top 2, right?
No, those aren't no!
Who are your top 2 then?
Gordon Hayward? Ever heard of him?
Who's the other guy?
Mr. October, Reggie Jackson? Just coming off injury? My team is stacked.
Ooh.
And I got Rondo. Killer fastball.
Yeah. Thought they kicked him off the team already.
They tried to, but he came back. They want to so bad. And I'm calling it right now. Westbrook is not getting a triple-double tonight.
Okay.
The streak is over.
So he's just going to tie Jordan?
Just going to tie Jordan. He can't do it. It's not going to happen. Boston won't let it happen.
Did you hear about Isaiah Thomas beating up some kid in 2K? And he wouldn't let him play the Warriors. He wouldn't let the little kid pick the Warriors.
Is that the only?
He beat him with the Mavs.
Well, why is he playing little kids in 2K to begin with?
I don't know.
And he needs to let them win.
Was he visiting like a hospital or something?
He beat a cancer kid?
Oh, that would be great.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
He's my favorite player now.
Wow. I thought the whole point is so that they feel good and they get to meet their hero and oh my gosh, I have this great story.
Okay, would you rather your hero like obviously threw against you or would you rather your hero just like smacked you down?
Yeah, I would rather be the kid on the blogosphere, the cancer kid who got beat down by Isaiah Thomas in NBA 2. Yeah, that's what I'd rather be.
I mean that's just the rule. You can't pick the Warriors.
Would you rather he respected you or let you win?
No, I want disrespect. Let me win. I don't have any hair. Let me win. Wow, that's terrible, McClain. I can't believe you said that.
What?
Wow, that was unbelievable.
Can't pick the Warriors?
Wait, we got to do Pigskin Pick'em. Quickly, Walking Dead's coming on. Bart's got to go.
It's coming on.
Gosh, okay, let's go. Hold on. Real quick. Ooh, not a good week. Ooh, I do not like that. How do I, hold on here. I'm on the, ooh.
Oh, just so everybody else knows, if you hadn't listened to last week's show, Franchise just now realized that we were picking against the spread.
After multiple years of picking against the spread, he just now learned.
He was like upset because he said the computer took away some of his picks.
After multiple years of picking against the spread. That's Mini.
To break it to him.
Born 84 points right now. And number 8 Franchise finally picking against the spread. Number 7 with 94. Auto picks are didn't happen. That's me. 98. Number 6. McClain with 99.
You're a hop, skip, and jump, right?
Oh, I'm still a hop skip. I'm still a hop skip. Okay. 3 weeks ago, I'm still hop skipping. McClain at 99 at number 5. Tomater 104 at number 4. Ronbro 105 at 3 and tied for first. In Caldwell, we trust, and JT both with 109. And only a few weeks to go. It's almost over.
For anything?
Oh no. Just pride. Just pride.
Because you were trying to kick out.
I thought
B.
Smith was giving money.
But, no,
JT's owning this.
Yeah, no, there's no B. Smith. There's nothing for this year.
If you win the pick 'em, are you off the bubble?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
No, you're off the table. You're off the table. How about that?
You're off the table?
Yeah.
Just gives you another point in the equation.
You're on the floor.
Which is where I am somehow.
Yeah.
So.
you joined Bard on the floor. All right, last words. Tomato, last words. Apologize to Franchise.
Franchise, I'm sorry for whatever I did to you. Maybe don't just call me gay every time I try to say it.
Wow, I'm going to clip that. I'm going to send them my Christmas cards.
So are we doing a show next Tuesday or what?
Ooh.
I don't need to play Santa anymore.
Ooh, yes. You know me. I got to play this ending music first before I talk about that.
So now all eyes back on the fourth-year man, Hopkins. He did miss one earlier from 42.
Miss another one. Here we go. You're going to miss it. Miss it.
From 39. Oh, Quinn over the top and he blocks it. And the Rams fall on the football.
Damn, man.
Are back in business, and here comes the rookie quarterback, Jared Goff.
All right, guys, this is our time. Let's finish this thing right here. Let's finish it. One play at a time. Run it down their throat. Whole line, let's go. Right here.
Let's go, man. Just
one man.